It's 9 o'clock in the morning on Lake Street in Weymouth, and John Spiridonidis of the town's housing authority is shoveling his 7th walkway. He and the rest of the 5-member team have been up for over 24 hours clearing roads.
We came in, we did a cleanup, then we started prepping, getting diesel for the Bobcat, getting gas in the plow trucks, making sure everything worked.
And they started plowing at 5 p.m.
It was just keep pushing it back so people can come home, get in their parking spot, and keep their cars out of the street, you know, is the main thing. So then it's out of our way and we can go at night and just keep working.
The housing authority staff are part of only a handful of people who braved the outdoors this morning. The temperature refused to budge past 7 degrees for several hours, and the blustery winds only added to the bitter cold, making it difficult for the snow to melt.
The salt really isn't melting it that well, so. But it's really powdery. It's very light. It's not like the last storm. I think the last storm was a little heavier.
Driving around, the town was eerily quiet. Congo lines of snowplows and those with four-wheel drive owned the roads, save for a lonesome Honda slowly making its way toward Route 18. At the Department of Public Works, Principal Clerk Shelley Roberts rose early for the occasion, fielding phone calls and making sure all 25 DPW plow trucks and the 70 additional contracted trucks were out on the roads as scheduled.
Hills are always a concern. Dead ends are a concern. They're hard to get to, you know, in the most dangerous of the hills. And we have to pay close attention to those for sanding and salting.
Weymouth has already spent $400,000, $80,000 more than what was budgeted for snow removal this winter. And although a final tally for this storm isn't done yet, Robert says this storm has cost the town over $100,000. But she has already moved on to the next phase of post-storm protocol.
To repair all the potholes. One of the first things we do is fix the potholes after the snowstorms.
Because every good storm leaves a memento. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.